This is Lisa Schmidt, and it's time for another Letter from a Land of Grass. I used to run in the morning about 5 days a week. I loved feeling the fresh air in my lungs and watching the stars twinkle. I would choose my route according to the wind, facing it for the first half and feeling it at my back for the last push. I never ran very fast, but that deep breathing, sweaty, muscle-throbbing feeling of finishing never let me down. I was the tortoise, never in front, but never quitting, just slow and steady. I ran in the dark, so I never knew what was out ahead of me. I couldn't see the finish line. I just knew I needed to take the next step, face the hard part first while I was fresh and strong, watch for badger holes, avoid the rocks that might trip me. Some mornings I limped home with bloody knees or a twisted ankle. My son talked me into running my first 5K. He was fit and fast. I was panic-stricken and not good at reading arrows painted on the pavement. I got lost. I knew this because I passed the same house 3 times. I just kept trotting along, looking for the painted arrows or other runners. When I finally found the finish line, they called my name. I won. I suspect I was the only woman in my age group. For the past 4 years, instead of running in the morning, I send emails, predict budgets, make to-do lists, all things that can be done before dawn to prepare for daylight outside. I accomplish my tasks little by little, like a tortoise, slow and steady, because I am not fast. Jobs pile up. Sometimes I choose the hard jobs first. Sometimes I sprint through the easy jobs. Sometimes I plan. Sometimes I just go for it. Sometimes I watch for holes and avoid rocks that stick up, ready to trip me. Sometimes life gives me bloody knees, but I know that if I stop, I might not get started again. My daughter, Abby, talked me into running Conrad's Turkey Trot 5K. She is fit and fast. I tried to prepare, but shin splints attacked my legs. The only way I know to heal shin splints is rest. Practice ran out the door without me. As the turkey trot grew closer, I grew more worried. I'm a bit competitive. I suspected I might sacrifice my ability to walk tomorrow for beating the person in front of me today. I told myself I would be satisfied to just trot the entire course, not stop to rest. If I could just run 3 miles without stopping, I would retain my self-respect. I took a deep breath at the starting line. Others were walking the race. They looked relaxed, as if they were enjoying themselves. What a novel concept for a race. I couldn't understand it. The race started. I watched Abby effortlessly take the lead, then disappear ahead of the crowd. I kept taking the next step. One person passed me, then a couple more. I bit my lip and watched for rocks. My muscles ached. I knew if I stopped, I might not start again. Then I relaxed into a mindless rhythm. I noticed the neighborhood, admired trucks and trailers parked on the street, felt the wind at my back, and watched the trees sway. The run became a series of small tasks, one block at a time. I sprinted the last 10 yards, reveling in that deep-breathing, sweaty, muscle-throbbing feeling of finishing. The next day, I could even walk. So Abby and I signed up for the Burn the Bird 5K on Thanksgiving morning. I plan to take the next step and watch for rocks, just like in life. I'm Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.